America's major airlines are on the brink of collapse. U.S. Airways filed for bankruptcy protection in August, and United has said it too will file for bankruptcy if costs aren't drastically reduced. Adding to their headaches are no-frills discount airlines like Southwest and JetBlue, which are actually turning profits. Now, the same story is unfolding in Europe. Suzanne Chislett reports from London on Europe's new love affair with cheap travel.
Europe's major airlines, British Airways, Air France and KLM, were already struggling before 9/11 and were forced to take urgent action to cut costs as passenger numbers fell sharply. But as the big players cut back routes, axed jobs and tightened margins, their cheaper counterparts experienced massive increases in sales. Ryanair, EasyJet and Go, which all offer a no-frills service, saw passenger traffic rise and record profits. They've done away with airline food, free coffee and television screens and instead only offer customers a seat to sit on. The Irish low-cost carrier Ryanair took a gamble and announced a major expansion at the start of the year. In doing so, its chief executive, Michael O'Leary, predicted the good times were going to continue.
Over the next 8 years in Ryanair, we expect to grow the fleet from 40 to 130 aircraft and to grow our traffic from 10 to 40 million passengers, which will mean that Ryanair will pass out British Airways to become Europe's largest international scheduled airline.
As Ryanair spent money on new aircraft, its British competitor EasyJet purchased rival airline Go. EasyJet paid $570 million for Go, which had been sold off by British Airways just a year earlier. At the same time, British Airways reported a loss of $348 million on short-haul flights for the financial year ending March 31st and was forced to dramatically rethink its fare structure. Gone are the mandatory Saturday night stays for cheaper tickets. Most advance purchase clauses have disappeared, and fare categories have been slashed from 26 to just 12 on the majority of flights across Europe. British Airways is now desperately battling to get back into the market it abruptly left when it sold off Go. Chief Executive Rod Eddington says in the wake of 9/11, he's ensuring the company has a solid core operation.
No company can sail unscathed through the major short-term shocks, such as those of September the 11th last year. But by taking a more long-term outlook, business can ensure survival and eventual prosperity in an unpredictable business climate. To achieve this, we've got to strive to control our own destiny rather than be the victim of events.
British Airways is not the only airline trying to get a bigger chunk of the low-cost market. Dutch airline KLM owns Buzz. BMI British Midland has set up BMI Baby. Virgin Atlantic operates Virgin Express. And Germany's Lufthansa is considering a similar move. But it's not just the traditional players trying to spread their wings. Travel companies are also getting in on the act. My Travel Lite is an offshoot of Britain's biggest tour operator, My Travel, formerly Air Tours. It's recently entered the market operating flights from some of the UK's less busy airports, offering tourists tickets to resorts in France, Spain and Switzerland for as little as $29 one way. My Travel Lite spokesman Tim Jeans insists there is still room for more competition in this already crowded market.
What's going to set MyTravelLite apart from the other operators in the market is our cost base. From our cost base, we'll be able to deliver lower fares and therefore more passengers. And we intend to concentrate solely on leisure routes rather than trying to diversify into business or other niche markets.
This increase in competition means Britain is quickly running out of passenger capacity at the major airports. Proposals are now being discussed for an extra runway and terminal at Heathrow or even a new airport on the outskirts of London, and also a string of expansions in the regional airports. Over 180 million people passed through Britain's airports in 2000, and despite the fall-off following 9/11, experts estimate that number will double in the next 15 years. But in the last 50 years, no new runways have been built at the main airports. British Transport Secretary Alistair Darling says that must change.
If we do nothing, the UK will lose out, not just in terms of flights, but also in terms of jobs. We believe that it is in Britain's interest to maintain a world-class global hub airport in the southeast, not just because it's good for passengers, but because it's an essential part of the United Kingdom's prosperity.
In 2001, Britain's low-cost airlines carried 16 million passengers around the country and to and from the rest of Europe, 26% more people than the year before. Industry analysts say this is one sector that will continue to grow rapidly, and that means more bad times for traditional short-haul flag carriers who will have to diversify or watch profits fall. And with so many low-cost airlines entering the markets, a wave of consolidation is also being predicted. The only guaranteed winners are the passengers, who can now fly from Britain to the rest of Europe for less than the price of a train ticket from one end of England to the other. For Common Ground, I'm Suzanne Chislett in London.